Escambia County residents and visitors are being advised to protect themselves from the risk of rabies exposure. This after a fox recently attacked a resident of Century in broad daylight.
Foxes are animals that usually run from humans.
Dr. John Lanza is director of the DOH in Escambia County. He says in this case, the red flags going up were the fox's behavior and the fact it was not provoked before attacking.
So when a fox or another animal actually attacks a human, that's usually an indication of sickness in that particular animal, unless, of course, it's an animal that has been provoked by a human, and things can happen in those situations.
The resident, who's not been identified, killed the fox. DOH Escambia sent tissue samples, including the fox's head, to the state laboratory in Tampa, which confirmed it was rabid.
This is a viral disease that ends up in the brain of humans and can produce a number of symptoms, including fever and seizures, and 99.9999% of the time results in the death of that individual unless they receive the preventive medication.
A series of rabies shots can protect a bite victim from developing the infection if given soon after the bite occurs.
We have ready access to the immune globulin and the vaccines that are available for prevention of rabies after one has been bitten. Now, this is not necessarily the case in the rest of the world. There are approximately 55,000 deaths in the world, other than the United States, from rabies.
In this century, the number of human deaths in the United States attributed to rabies each year has declined from 100 or more to an average of 2 or 3, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Several factors need to be evaluated when considering rabies as a diagnosis. A history of a recent animal bite greatly increases the likelihood of rabies.
Dr. Brett Peterson is a rabies specialist at the CDC.
However, its absence should not preclude suspicion, since patients often fail to recognize or report a history of animal contact. The incubation period of rabies can be several months or more, and patients may not remember an exposure or may not realize its significance.
Two programs are responsible for the decline in rabies fatalities in the U.S., animal control and vaccination beginning in the 1940s, and oral rabies vaccinations in the 2000s. Bottom line, says Dr. John Lanza, is that rabies is dangerous but preventable. First, avoid contact with and feeding wild animals such as foxes, raccoons, and bats. Also, keep away from stray cats.
We have to remember, we have 50,000 feral cats in Escambia County at any one time or another, so definitely do not be feeding them. Vaccinate your dog, cat, ferret, or horse to protect them against rabies and keep the vaccines updated. Spay or neuter your pets, and don't let your own pet interact with wild or stray animals.
Teach your children not to go near wild and stray animals. Never keep them as pets. Make sure your garbage is securely covered and do not feed your pets outside.
A few years ago, we had a situation where some privately owned raccoons came in contact with what it turns out to be a rabid raccoon, and we had to have those animals evaluated by a veterinarian, and it was not a good situation.
For more information or to report an animal bite, contact the DOH Escambia Environmental Health Office at 850-595-6700 or visit escambiahealth.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.